I've had this book on my nightstand for a while now, and I'm a little afraid to read it. It's a book by Father Thomas Dubay, and the title is Blessed Are You Poor. Blessed Are You Poor. Comes from Jesus' Sermon on the Plain in Luke's Gospel. We had the psalm response today from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew. Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Luke just says, blessed are you poor. It's much more kind of gripping in one sense. And I'm afraid to read that book because I've read it before. I read it probably 10 years ago, and it rocked my world. It really convicted me to live the gospel and to divest myself of a lot of earthly possessions. Money, wealth, what I had back then. And it was very, very hard to continue each page because it only got more intense. Here we have St. Paul writing to Timothy, talking about if we just have food and clothing, we should be content with that. The love of money is the root of all evils. Avoid these things. Don't make religion a means of gain, Timothy. But give, be generous, give to the poor, compete well, pursue righteousness, not wealth. As we follow Christ, even though not all of us are consecrated religious brothers or sisters or monks or nuns who make a vow of poverty, nonetheless, all of us are called to imitate Jesus in some way in that evangelical counsel of poverty. The spirit of simplicity of life, of not wanting to accumulate and just generate wealth for its own sake. We want Jesus to tell us, the kingdom of heaven is yours. Blessed are you who became poor so that someone else could become rich. Blessed are you who gave away so much of what you received out of love. We want to hear that at the end of our lives. But I think oftentimes we know what we have to do, and it's right there in front of us, and we just don't quite want to do it. Just like I really just don't want to open that book again, because I know it's going to convict me to change how I live, especially with what I own. I think in our state here, in our life here as Americans, as Minnesotans, we don't often have people looking into our lives and our possessions to critique or criticize or ask the questions of, do you really need this? Is this really helping someone else? Or are you just kind of accumulating stuff? It's not very frequently that someone will just ask us about that. And so we have to ask the Lord for the grace to let the Holy Spirit convict us of this and to live out that simplicity of life. These holy women who followed Jesus, you know, they provided for Jesus and the apostles out of their resources. They gave away things, possessions, money for the mission of Christ. Even one of them is probably pretty well off. Joanna is the wife of Herod's steward, Chuza. And if you're Herod's number one steward, you're probably in a good position. He wants to take care of you. Here she is giving lavishly to Jesus. May these holy women, Mary and Joanna and Susanna, may they pray for us that we might live a simple life, that Jesus could look at us and say, blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven.